We all know that Korea is a land divided between North and South, but there's another division on the Korean Peninsula, the line that separates young and old. In South Korea, the generation gap is affecting how people perceive the crisis over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
South Korea's generation gap is most visible on the streets of Seoul, where nearly every day, it seems, another protest erupts. Some in favor of the U.S. troop presence here, others, like this one, opposed. This rally drew a crowd of 30,000, mostly young people in their 20s and 30s, too young to remember the Korean War. They view North Korea as a neighbor, not an enemy. 21-year-old Cha Ryeo-won says he simply can't understand why the U.S. is taking such a hard line with North Korea. All North Korea wants from the U.S. is a peace treaty. Why can't the U.S. agree to that? He says North Korea would never attack us. That attitude infuriates older Koreans, especially those who fought in the Korean War, such as 69-year-old John Kim.
During the Korean War, Korean conflict, I was 16 years old. I joined the 52nd engineer, U.S. engineer. I participated in the war then. I saw how cruel the North Koreans. 36,000 U.S. young soldiers died in this country to protect freedom. You understand?
He says he's worried about what might happen if the U.S. troops leave South Korea, and even more worried about North Korea's nuclear weapons program. A recent survey revealed just how wide the generation gap is. When asked if they dislike the U.S., only 26% of those above age 50 said yes, compared with 76% for Koreans in their 20s and 30s. A separate survey of high school and college students here found that nearly all of them, 94%, would welcome North Koreans as their next-door neighbors. Chung-in Moon, a professor at Seoul's Yonsei University, says he's not surprised by the gap between young and old.
Human beings are the captives of memory, historical memory. Therefore, those who have a bitter memory of the Korean War are bound to oppose North Korea, bound to take hardline position in North Korea. But those young generations who do not have that sad, bitter, and horrific memory of the Korean War may well take very, very open position on North Korea.
That open position has been actively encouraged by the South Korean government. Outgoing President Kim Dae-jung pursued a policy of engagement with the North. It bore some fruit, a historic summit in Pyongyang, a symbolic reunion of divided families. But other projects have stalled. An inter-Korean railroad has yet to materialize, and technically, North and South Korea are still at war. Douglas Sheen, an aid worker, wonders whether Koreans who came of age after the Cold War remember this fact.
They haven't learned during their school years what it's like in communist countries, what the communism brings about to the people's life. They just don't have any educational background. Korean Peninsula is still at Cold War. This is very hot Cold War. We are hanging by a thin thread.
Younger people here might agree with that statement, but they say it's the U.S., not North Korea, that has raised the temperature on the Korean Peninsula. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.